and welcome to the T3 podcast New Year's special.
Happy New Year!
Ah, yes. Coming up on this week's show.
Happy New Year.
It's 2012.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I was expecting another cheer.
Woo!
Well, 2012 is supposed to be the year the world ends, isn't it? So it's
the Olympics, isn't it?
In it?
And it's the Olympics. The year the world ends and the Olympics.
And the Olympics.
I wonder if it'll happen before or after.
Who knows?
Well, hopefully after, because obviously otherwise, one thing.
We'll hear from a man at LG who can predict the future. We'll
Very
be giving
eloquently.
Our predictions for the coming year and catching up with your best bits of 2011. That and anything else we can shoehorn into a New Year's special, clearly recorded long before New Year's, with my cohorts, the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who won't make it into 2012 for at least another 3 weeks, judging by his alcohol content. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Yeah, they're just vodka, not water.
Welcome.
Cohorts, did you say?
Cohorts.
Oh, right, okay. I thought that was a bit rude.
Yes.
But
well, we're all prostitutes in a sense, aren't we?
Yeah, prostitutes.
In a way.
That's what Marx said. I think it was Marx. Not Marx and Spencer's.
Anything you want to get out of your system for 2012?
Yeah. I'm supposed to be moving house, right, in January.
Yes.
Very tricky because everybody goes away on holiday over Christmas. But it's all still. And so I need to set up a new phone line. Exciting thing, isn't it? And I've got the choice of, you can get it through Sky. I don't know if that means it's coming through a satellite dish or what. But
no,
anyway,
it's still a BT line, but okay. It's your provider.
Or it's coming, or you can get it from BT. And do you know what the one tiny telltale difference is between the two? I suppose it's basically the same service, isn't it? I mean, and I won't use it because nobody ever uses their phone line.
No.
It's with Sky, it's £10, and that doesn't, you don't have to have all their crappy TV or anything like that. It's a £10 setup fee, rather token setup fee. I mean, there even any fee?
Your
line
rental,
ask.
I assume, is it?
No, but your line rental's every month, isn't it?
This is like to set it up, it's £10.
The equivalent, right? This is why people hate British Telecom. I don't think I'm overstating the case when I say this. £150.
Yeah, we had the same, so we just went with.
£150?
Yeah,
we. £150! For what? What are they doing?
I don't know.
Are they laying a transatlantic cable just to my fucking house?
We the same. We won't be a Virgin because. Yeah.
Well, you would. It's like they don't want customers. It's like, oh no, we don't want yours. So we just want to handle the business phone calls. Thank you very much. £150. Amazing. What is that for? That's somebody in a room going tap tap tap. Now turned on.
Yeah. Well, quite often, the physical line is already there.
He's already there. I mean, £150 would be too much for them to come and like run one of those stupid plate things. And
unbelievable.
And with inflation now kicking into 2012, that'll be even more, won't it? You know, it'll be
you're
I know the world's facing financial ruin and BT's still carrying on like it's the boom years. Well, it is for them.
Yeah,
not for the likes of us. No, we have to pay £150. I'm not paying £150.
I tell you now.
I mean, I don't want to imply that this has annoyed me or anything.
No.
Obviously, but you're very calm and collected about it all.
Yeah. I'm like, screw you, BT.
I'm gonna go with Sky.
Damn you.
I know. I'd actually rather go with Sky.
That's
than BT.
Something.
I know.
Right. Well, on to our top story.
And Happy New Year!
It's Happy New Year. So it's the fact that 2012 is upon us. We'll be doing our annual shakedown of what the year has in store. But first, let's talk to a man who knows. Mark Weston, Distribution Channel Sales Manager at LG. Can you sexify that title for us, Mark? Is that what
sexify?
What do you do? Yeah.
Please sexify your title, Mark.
That sounds like an app.
What do you do?
I basically run distribution for the indirect channel at LG Electronics.
Okay, so you know what's coming up.
Much sexier.
Is that the point? You know what's coming up at LG?
Correct, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, that's sexier. Okay, so right, you've got your predictions then for 2012. What is your top trend?
Okay, the top trend, I think, is LED technology. So super energy saving. Technology has come to the forefront for our customers as they look to reduce their energy bills in this tough economic climate.
So what, we're talking in TVs?
Yeah, we're talking in TVs, definitely in TVs.
Anything else?
Definitely in business monitors and IT products.
Didn't that happen this year, Mark?
Yeah, we saw a big move to it, a big sort of push towards LED this year, but we still have a high demand for CCFL product, which is traditionally the LCD product.
Okay, and hybrid stuff as well. I know, I think we've got one of your, the LG mouse, the scanner mouse.
That's cool.
Yes.
Is in the magazine this month. Just explain that one.
Okay, it's kind of like a hybrid product, as you've already touched on. We're trying to put sort of more unique products to the market, sort of easy-to-use solutions for sort of multiple everyday applications for sort of scanning and editing. It's compatible with the monitors, 3D monitors. We're trying to offer people sort of a new dimension to their sort of home office.
Is this just that there are no new products? So now you've got to, okay, we've perfected the scanner, the mouse is sorted. Why not the scanner mouse?
Well, that's what we thought. Let's bundle it all in together. And you know, rather than going to a meeting with a scanner under one arm and a mouse in your bag, and let's just...
Who does that anymore?
We have less and less space, don't we? I mean, I know I do in my office, but that's because of all the crap that's piling up on my desk. But it is really clever. It's a bit like you sort of sponge down the image or the text, whatever you want, with the mouse, and it gradually sort of scans it in, doesn't it? It's like it's a bit like being back at school doing brass rubbing.
It's fun to do.
Not that I ever did brass rubbing at school.
Modern day brass rubbing. I like it. Okay, I've got your list here. 3D, isn't it? I mean, we've been saying 3D every year. So
if you say it enough, if you keep on saying it, eventually it's going to come right.
It's got to happen shortly.
Right, okay.
we keep trying enough at it. We're hoping that it's going to start to stick.
Glasses free 3D, is that going to come mainstream?
No.
I don't think it's going to come mainstream next year. I think that's another year away. I mean, I've seen the technology. We've seen it in Korea, seen it in China, it's seen it in production, but I don't think the market's ready.
But not in curries, is that what you're saying?
Not in curries.
Is LG, sorry, Mark, is LG going entirely for the sort of passive 3D now?
Absolutely. That's,
you're dumping active entirely?
Yeah. We're on a full on push to cinema. Yeah, we call it cinema, but yeah, cinema, 3D TV. The passive is definitely what we're all about.
Excellent. Okay, now Duncan actually pricked his ears when he heard this one. Networked attached storage.
Yep, nothing gets me going like that.
Sex that up, Duncan.
No, and that is a big one for us, not just in business. I mean, it's been around in business for a long, long time, but consumers are starting to get more on it, you know, more on it now. There's digital streaming, you've got movies, you've got your photos, videos, whatever. And what we're doing is we're creating these up to 4 terabyte storage bays you can have at home that you can sort of dial in remotely from your mobile phone or whatever device to access.
So your personal cloud.
Yeah.
One place. It's really. I knew this was going to be big. And my brother's got one attached to his router now, and my brother's my touchstone for what is about to become go mainstream.
I mean, download speeds increase as well. I mean, I've just come back from honeymoon, and you know, I've got access to the full service.
Oh, congratulations!
We've got all of our iTunes. You could suddenly, thank you very much. You could just update your playlists, or you know, watch whatever film you want to do.
Sounds like a great honeymoon.
What's the first thing you did? Well, I updated my playlist.
After 2 weeks of listening to the same one, I think I'd have got bored. So I just wanted to.
Good. And I mean, I know, because I don't think I'd buy now a laptop without SSD. But the problem with SSD is that, you know, it's not, you can't get a very large hard drive. So the idea of having a network, you know, the giant network storage as well with your 4 terabytes is quite attractive, you know, as well as having the fast hard drive in the actual laptop.
It means never again do we need to plug anything into anything. It all comes while, you know, you don't have to plug your laptop into your telly or your iPhone, you know.
Makes a lot of sense.
I guess it's backing up as well. It's backing up your data. I mean, these days, as you know, people are, you know, your data is your identity, isn't it? You've got to keep hold of your images and your music and stuff, because who's really got CDs anymore? Nobody. Mm. Who's got DVDs? You know, not a lot of people. Everyone's getting going digital, aren't they? You know, the streaming. So.
This is true. Excellent, Mark. Well, listen, thanks for your predictions for the year. Have a very good 2012.
Thank you.
And right, well, we'll move on to actually the what we are going to pluck out there for 2012.
I'm going to go with the death of the plug.
The death of the plug. Excellent. Thanks very much for that, Mark. That's brilliant.
Nice one. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye.
So, yes, the thoughts of a professional. And now the thoughts of Duncan Bell and Ree Morgan.
I do think LED is going to be big.
Big.
2012.
They're quite small, they really, aren't they, physically?
3D.
CCFL.
What?
CCFL, forget it. Forget about it. That's the other way of backlighting a television. We should actually have asked him what that stands for. I think it's closed circuit fluorescent lamp.
I know what LED stands for.
What is that then?
Light emitting diode.
Mm. Very good. Mm. Very
what
good, Dan.
OLED,
well done.
You mean?
Thank you.
Organic light emitting diode. Mm? What does LCD stand for?
Liquid crystal display.
Very good.
Any more?
Come on, it's the end of the podcast.
Right.
That's us.
Yes,
new podcast.
The new short podcast. New look for 2012.
But CCFL,
Yes.
Don't know. I think it's something fluorescent lamp.
Okay. Right. Aside from everything LG is going to be doing for the year, what do we think 2012 will hold?
Ice cream sandwiches and jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Hold on, H-I. Oh, J, jelly bean. Right, got it.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking there will be, because I've been saying there won't be for a long time.
Mm-hmm. iPhone 5?
I think that, well,
obviously
there'll be something that's like the next iteration of iPhone, but I think this time it actually will be different. Mm. And the reason I say that is because Apple now seem to have changed their approach from let's be very kind of careful and very sort of considered over how we put out products.
They're going to go nuts.
To let's splurge out the first piece of crap that comes into our minds.
Like,
who cares whether it actually works or not?
I think it will be actually quite polished because I think...
Why?
I think that the iPhone 5 was ready...
iOS 5, that don't work. No, iPhone 4S, that didn't work when it came out.
5, iTunes Match,
iPhone 5 was pretty much ready to roll, and Steve Jobs went, you know what, it's not good enough, we need to do this, and this, let's release a polished iPhone 4. And so you got the 4S. So
well, that didn't work, did it?
The 5 was, you know...
It was so polished,
was
it ran out of battery in a minute.
There with certain advances, technology coming down in price, it'll have extra things, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it will be a completely different looking device from what the iPhone 4 is at the moment. And, you know,
here's my thing, Dan, a rich feature set. Well, okay, what would that feature set involve?
Well, near-field communication has got to be one, isn't it?
An FC?
And who cares about that? Who's using that?
Well, Google Wallet will come here.
No, it won't. Yes, it is coming here.
And so Apple will probably have their own version, which will plug into your iTunes. And you'll be able to make payments with your phone. You know, you just tap your phone on it. Instead of getting a card out and plugging it in and tapping
the
pin,
you just tap it.
But you can do that anyway. There's contactless payment cards. Why would you want it in your phone? And why is that such a good thing? All it is just Bluetooth with knobs on. That's all it is. And what would the other part of this rich feature set? Would that be a slightly bigger and slightly different shaped screen?
Yeah.
That's going to revolutionise everyone's existence.
It's going to come in pink. I think.
You have little faith. Right, tablet-wise, iPad 3, I guess.
Yeah, that's or iPad 2S.
2S,
eh? Oh, that's almost not worth... I mean, the thing is, will we see... See, this could be good. Will we see everybody else just going, oh, forget it?
Forget it now.
Will it just be... Obviously, not early on in the year, but by the end of the year... I think we could see a barren marketplace where you have very cheap Maplin-style tablets. Mm. You got the iPad 3, you got the Kindle Fire,
or
whatever the successor to the Kindle Fire is by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And the rest, nothing. It'll be like...
Yeah.
They've been swept away by disease.
Nokia has said they're not going for it. They're not going to bother.
See, they're obviously not completely stupid. No. Every other decision they make
that'll
maybe appear to be...
That'll be an interesting one next year. Windows
the behaviour of a stupid person.
Nokia Windows phone.
A Windows 8... Tablets Windows 8, should be on the cards. We should be seeing some of those at CES, surely.
Hmm.
Yeah, will we still be seeing them by the end of the year, though? No, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I think, the only interesting thing with phones for me will be, will Windows Phone 7 gain, as they say, traction?
Mm. It should do.
And I would like to say yes. I've got a feeling no. Mm. But
we'll come back in a year's time, find out.
A lot of people are liking Nokia more. Like, the Nokia N9 was a surprise success.
Well, I think everyone on the Facebook group and all three of us have seen the Lumia and gone, actually,
this isn't
a crock of shite. It's actually quite good. And we like the OS.
Well, it was well received, but didn't sell very well.
Yeah, that's the problem. Well. But these things can gain momentum.
Hmm.
And Microsoft and Nokia have got the cash in reserves to, you know, if it doesn't take off this month, next month we'll give it another whirl, you know, as opposed to Palm when it was, WebOS, and eventually HP when they just decided. I mean, HP has got the cash, I guess, but they really, really...
I think the question is, with Nokia, obviously Nokia, that's been like a nosedive, to use an aviatory simile, and it's has it managed to pull out of its nosedive in time? Okay, because definitely with the Lumia and with Windows Phone 7, Stephen Elop, were he the pilot? Picture him as the pilot. Mm-hmm. He's certainly pulling up very hard on the sticky thing that he used to move a plane around.
The yoke?
Yes, possibly.
Mm.
Inside the albumen.
I've made that up,
perhaps.
Really?
But I don't think he's left it too late. And I think although he's pulling very hard, I think they're maybe going to hit the ground a bit less hard.
Right.
But it still ain't going to be good news
impact.
For the windscreen.
Is this metaphor still going? I thought it stopped a while ago. You're going to be at CES.
I am going to be at CES in January.
Reporting for the podcast.
For the podcast.
Live.
And 43. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounded like 43.
43.
Yeah, you know, and 4T3.
Yes. Do enunciate. Mm.
Sorry. But this year, CES, it hasn't been as much hype around it as...
But that rate always ramps up, doesn't it? But, you know, we'll get as we edge closer.
Yeah, I think
I've started getting the you know, the invites to parties I can't go to because they're on the other side of the Atlantic.
I'll go to them for you.
Thanks for that. Yeah, some good ones as well.
Okay. You could attend via a web link.
Yeah,
Skype to
I'll
them.
Set up an iPad and you could be there if you want.
Brilliant.
I guess the thing with
one
CS.
The win. That's always a good surefire hit.
Unless they do show off the Xbox 720 or whatever you want to call it.
As Ree has predicted.
Gadget of the week. First week of Jan. Xbox 720.
But it just really does look like it's going to be the same as last year. But I mean, obviously the stuff will be better because it'll be newer. Mm. But it does kind of look like it's going to be lots of tablets.
It does feel like we've been talking about tablets and 3D TV. And forever.
Actually, Ultrabooks. Ultra, going to be
Ultravox.
Ultrabooks.
What's an Ultrabook?
Yeah, they are called Ultrabooks.
Yeah, that's just the new way of saying MacBook Air ripoff, like, or
Intel's
very
really,
powerful netbook.
Yeah, really powerful and they're really thin. So
small laptop.
So
Acer,
everyone's going to catch up with the MacBook Air.
Yeah.
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 Essentially,
I don't know the MacBook Air has ever been a big seller, so I don't think that's. It's a nice, very nice product.
Adam and I,
as indeed these Ultrabooks.
Adam
are.
And I have both paid cold hard cash for MacBook.
Yeah, they're well popular with journalists.
Has,
yeah.
Our editor, has.
Which I suppose that says a lot.
Says something.
Okay. But I think Mobile World Congress is my favourite show. So that's all.
Yeah,
phones.
Possibly more
That'll
exciting.
Be more
Barcelona.
Exciting.
Quad-core. I suppose what could be good would be if your man, I've forgot his name already, Darren. What he was saying about projectors.
Who?
Mark, even. Well, I was close. Who's Darren?
I have no idea.
Who's this Darren guy? Yeah, no, what did Darren have to say about it? I'd be more interested in Darren's point of view.
Darren's comments were
what Mark was saying about
to publish
projectors taking off. Mm. I mean, that's not necessarily a fascinating thing, but at least it is like a step beyond television into, you know, like massive TV.
Yeah, as soon as if you can get a projector that doesn't require, you know, blackout blinds
thousands and thousands of pounds. Mm. But I don't know, because then I think, but people's houses are getting smaller, so do they really want massive screens? And,
It's too hard. Okay. Also, 4G I'm excited about next year.
Well, I don't know why, because you ain't going to get any.
If it ever gets here.
Well, it's not. No, it won't next year.
I mean, it's been testing Cornwall, I think.
I went to see it in Cornwall.
Yeah, O2.
We should be blagging onto that,
O2 testing
actually.
In London, but...
What do you mean, blagging onto it?
Well, who would be more worthy of testing out 4G than our good selves?
True.
We should really be O2 are doing it in London, aren't they?
Yeah, the problem is...
I'll have a word with them.
I don't think we can do anything until the digital switchover is finished and then all the airspace gets opened up. But,
yeah, correct. The public in general. That's why there's such limited tests. Mm.
Okay, so maybe in 2013, 4G.
Sounds like we've just poo-pooed everything.
Such a dull year coming up. No, look, it's going to be exciting. It's more what we don't know. That's the exciting thing.
Well, there are unknown unknowns, aren't there?
Yes.
Or unknown unknowns. No, I think this is going to be a very transitory year because basically everything is sort of waiting for digital switch off, for 4G to something. You know, something like iTunes Match, which I'm not very keen on. Once 4G is available, then it works.
Yeah.
Or at least, hopefully by in a year's time, they'll sort out the software.
Yeah, all the technologies
well,
are being lined up, but we just need that last piece in the jigsaw, 4G.
Come on.
Okay. Well, there's plenty more where that came from, so let me say, here is the news. Apple's much-mooted ITV television sets look to have taken a step closer to reality, with the Wall Street Journal reporting that Supertino tech giant is currently in talks with a number of content providers for its upcoming broadcasting aid. How many times can we say ITV in a different phrase? According to people familiar with the matter, several large companies are in on the discussions, with a pre-Christmas 2012 release date on the cards.
Which is about the same time we're likely to see BlackBerry 10 phones. Mike Lazaridis has confirmed that they'll not be making their debut anytime soon because of lack of chips.
Lack of chips in the RIM canteen.
Yep. RIM says it's
that sounds
not
like a
yet.
A really disgusting sort of play on words.
RIM says it's not yet been able to write to the right. Oh, gosh. Oh, RIM says it's not yet been able to balance the right amount of power and battery performance.
Something like that.
At least they're trying.
More Apple rumors and an iPad 3 release is still expected to be officially unveiled around March. Latest reports from insider sources have revealed a second smaller iPad is also on its way. DigiTimes has reported Apple's likely to launch a 7.85-inch, that's quite precise, iPad prior to the fourth quarter of 2012. That's before October, folks.
Google is set to finish its first own-branded tablet, with the company's president, Eric Schmidt, teasing the arrival of a Google Nexus tablet. With a promise that the tablet wars with Apple are about to get brutal.
Ouch.
He hinted to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that a Google tablet could land within the next 6 months.
Could. The Nintendo Wii U is to be showcased at CES 2012. New reports from the gaming giant have revealed, officially announced at E3 back in June. It really was. There are still many questions to be answered as to how gamers will interact with its touchscreen controller.
YouTube is celebrating the end of the year with a selection of impressive stats revealing that the video sharing service recorded an unparalleled 1 trillion video playbacks during the past 12 months. Way, dude. That equates to 140 playbacks per person in the world.
Get away.
I love those stories.
That's scary, actually.
There was no story. There's no news there, Dan. Just...
There was lots of
conjecture.
News.
Conjecture. And people familiar with it.
140 playbacks per person in the world. That sounds extraordinary.
Staggering amount, because there's got to be about 3/4 of the world that have never heard of YouTube on account of them living in the third world. And then...
Or just having a life.
So that, yeah. And then, you know, people over a certain age not using it, people under a certain age not using it. So basically, you've got some teenager basically watching about 140 a day to just keep...
To keep up the average.
That number up for everyone else.
Keep going.
Or somebody's got the maths wrong.
Possibly.
Or YouTube are exaggerating how many playbacks they've had.
Okay. Just spoil it, won't you?
Just putting that idea
Time
out there.
Time to see what you've been posting on the official T3 podcast group on Facebook. I guess these are your... we did last week some of the highlights of the year. These are your highlights of the year. Duncan, what have you got?
The listeners' highlights of 2011.
Yeah.
The year just gone. Okay, all right. Simon White says Xbox 720 as gadget of the week. And why does everybody keep joking about that? That wasn't like we were pretending we had it there in the studio. It was just
it's now become podcast folklore.
And being read out on the podcast quite a lot, actually. Simon White. For 2012, we should have some sort of league table who gets mentioned the most.
That'll just encourage them.
And then Dan will have to read it out every week.
Yeah.
In first place.
And in 402nd place.
It's like the worst final score.
Go on, have another one, Dunk.
Okay, thank you, Dan, I will. Andy Lyon says, any rare moment, one appears on iTunes on a Friday.
Yay!
Oh, cynical.
We've got better at that, although the week before last, went kaput. Sorry about that.
But we've pretty much cracked it.
Yeah.
Good.
We can push
I bet people will be complaining about, will have... Oh, I can't get the time right in my head because we're doing this advanced. People will have complained about the Christmas one not being available on the Friday by the time it comes out.
It's a Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Hopefully, we remembered to tweet or Facebook or whatever in advance that it was going to be late.
I'm going to.
You did.
I did, actually. I definitely did.
Okay. Ree.
Nick Booth says, Duncan singing.
Oh, classic moment. Although he didn't actually sing. We kind of made him sing.
Yeah.
I have done a few bits of singing here and there.
He songified you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have one from Jordan Robinson. Having my name read out, I still live for the podcast. It's the air I breath.
Sometimes.
By breath.
Breathe.
Breath, I said that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But it says breath.
Yeah, it does say breath. It's. I think he means breathe. Yes. Yes. So that must mean that if the podcast isn't out on the Friday, Jordan is, you know, he's gasping. Yasser Charisma, Duncan getting run over.
Oh yeah.
And having the taxi guy recognizing you. Yeah.
Did I tell you about my other interaction with a listener I was walking down the street the other day around where I live, and I bumped into somebody who obviously knew me from my media work. But do you know how I knew that he knew me from my media work?
Tell me.
Because I was walking down the street and he was walking behind me going, "Oi, Sky News. Sky News." Sky News, innit? Sky News. No, he didn't say that. He just literally just kept on saying Sky News.
Did you turn around?
I don't really know what to say to that. It's
you should have just started going like, breakfast. breakfast, saying something back to him, like BBC like, News.
I felt like saying, to be honest, young man, if that's your level of interaction with people, I despair.
I don't want your future chances. I don't want you as a consumer of my intelligence.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in fact, that getting run over, that sort of sparked a possible life-threatening game, if I recall.
It that was pretty cool. Yeah. Points for injuring us.
Sasha Superlopukain being called an a-hole by Duncan made my day. Also tweeting to the pod and seeing my tweet in the magazine. Oh yes, that's true. There was some tweets transferred into the mag. And
Synergy, cross-brand synergy.
And keeping the long names going, Sam Hososki Hal Golmohammadi. Hearing you try to say my name as well as work out where it comes from on three occasions. So we actually managed to get it out on three occasions.
Well done.
On the three occasions it got a mention. There we are.
We're just endlessly fascinated by names that are more interested than Dan, Duncan,
exactly.
And
Timothy Okonowu. The walk to the tube station with Ree. Damn, she can power walk. Lord.
I had to catch a train.
Yeah.
Was that because you were trying to get away from Timothy?
From Timothy.
That wasn't power walking, mate. That was
slow down. Ree, come back.
And the bit where she vaulted over the gates and then sprinted down the escalator.
Incredible athleticism.
And pushed the door together. Close the doors.
Now, before I press this button, have we got a gadget of the week?
Why did I call Sasha an asshole, by the way?
Gadget of the year, all right. What have you got for your gadget of the year?
I am going to go with the... I'm going to go with the iPad 2. I'm going to have to go with the
iPad 2. Oh, of course.
It defines the year in many ways.
Yes. It did. You know,
dull but quite boring, true.
And, dull but true. And it also, you know, it created a landscape for a product that we've never seen before.
What? Yes, I see.
And,
yes.
Well, we had seen it before.
Well, the iPad. Well, the iPad
has the two on the end of its name,
it's
sort of suggests.
It's a giveaway. But yes, it kind of amazingly sold incredibly well because I have a feeling that everyone who bought the iPad probably went, oh, well, this is useless now. I'll have to buy the iPad too, and bought it as well.
And people who didn't have an iPad went, oh, I can have one now.
Look, it's got a camera.
Two cameras. Maybe the next one will have four cameras.
Count them.
I don't think they'll make a smaller one, and I'm going to quash this
7-inch rumor.
No, they all had that with the iPhone, didn't we?
We've got it on tape.
No, see, because I would have agreed like a year ago, but I think all bets are off with Apple now. I think they're changing their strategy.
Okay. Duncan, you've changed your mentality for Apple recently.
In what way?
Well,
because they keep on putting out crap that I hate. As soon as they stop doing that,
we're fine.
Dunk, putting you on the spot. What would be your gadget of the year?
That's really, really difficult, to be honest. I would have to say...
Xbox Kinect?
To be honest, my gadget of the year is the PlayStation 3, and that's about 6 or 7 years old.
Really?
I just like the way they keep bolting new things onto
it.
Have you got a move?
Have I got a move? Yeah, I've got a move in the new year.
Oh, no. Not a house move. Music. But
I do apologise for that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're not going to say, I think I will go with Kinect, just because it was, I think, of the three systems. So Wii, Kinect, Move. It's the best.
Yeah.
But also the way it's now become, it's like they're going to bolt it onto PCs, and it can allow robots to navigate around rooms and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's amazing tech that's inside it. It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's quite. But I think it's a silly load of nonsense.
Admittedly, it's being used for dancing, but still.
I was going to say, what is its main actual use? Its main actual use is Zumba.
Yeah,
and nobody who's a man even knows what that is.
No, that's true. Okay, well, gadgets of the year, everyone. Now you've heard our predictions for 2012, but how did we get on last year? Well, let's hear what we had to say then.
3D last year in CES was good, but it wasn't as good as we expected. Tablets was a huge disappointment. This year, I think 3D will become even better.
3D will be quite polished.
Tablets will be actually...
At the very least, be less bad. I'm a bit worried about this year's CES because... I don't know, because we're very much in the middle of recession, and like 3D was the big thing of 2010, and I'm sure there'll be lots of 3D stuff for 2010, but it's kind of old news now.
Recession aside... What would you like to see the manufacturers actually building?
4G phones, though, again, with the understanding that the infrastructure will be there.
Well, that's quite interesting, yeah. Yeah, I think there is going to be a lot of 4G in the long-term evolution, guys.
but probably only for the US.
We will certainly see some 4G phones. I just don't know if we'll see any for the UK.
Mm. No, unless
Vodafone, as I mentioned, are getting something ready for London.
I think I'm going to go with tablets. A really decent tablet that I can actually see a use for as soon as I see it. And it kind of brings in everything from my laptop to my phone and kind of brings those two things together into a device that I can think, oh yeah, I need that.
Okay, I just want something really very simple, which is an Android phone with a decent camera.
Is this too much to ask? Motorola's there, so.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Like, they've got a tablet coming, haven't they?
Mm.
Everyone's got tablets coming,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, Motorola have definitely got a tablet coming that they reckon is going to be quite good. Yeah.
Tablets, I sound healthy there.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We did almost. Well, you could almost have just played back what we were saying earlier.
Some of that was similar to what we've just been saying, isn't it, really?
I thought this year, it wasn't very exciting. It's kind of a fallow period, and I got this horrible feeling that next year is going to be the same. But 2013.
Whoa, Mark, yeah.
That's going to be a bastard of a year.
Let's not do pods for 2012.
Or let's just use all of last year's pods and just put them up again and see if anyone notices.
Slightly different order, maybe.
Well, we can chop up the order to match, you know, Apple's latest release. Yeah. We can do some clever editing, so where you're saying 4S,
say yeah. 5.
It cuts
5.
Out and goes 5. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, there
we
you go.
We didn't do too badly, though.
Yeah, reasonable. Motorola did launch a tablet.
We were very safe.
I now have an Android phone with a decent camera.
Yeah, those predictions or requests, whatever, were so unbold that it almost couldn't have failed.
4G, you wanted it, but you correctly said it probably wasn't going to happen.
And now I've said it again for next year.
Okay, right. Well, that is about all for this week. And remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, have a bloody good 2012. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.